elsewhere. They were in deep, as far down into the catacombs as it was possible to go. The steady thrum of rock cutters and the heavy bang of blasting charges was a constant and insistent drone, and could be heard in the ruins above. It had been a battlefield, or part of one, frozen in time at the point of victory by order of the ruler of this world. The last bastion of anti-imperial resistance destroyed by a storm of psychic lightning. Nothing had changed since the fortress had fallen. The ruins had been left as they were all those years ago, untouched. They were a reminder of a glorious past, a place of commemoration and veneration. Sebaton had violated the sanctity of that, besmirched it with hanging phosphor lamps, industry-grade digging servitors, and the cluster of spades, shovels, cutters, and excavation kit now strewn about the place. It played little on his conscience. Reality was, his conscience was so blighted already that such minor sacrilege would barely register. Archaeology was not his strong suit, yet he could play the role, adopt the persona of Cairn Sebaton as needed. He knew they were close. He could feel it, just as he could feel the slowly deepening inevitability of what would follow their discovery and where, ultimately, it would lead him. Dust thronged the air, making it hard to see in the dirt and the darkness, even with the lamps. Surrounded by the reliquary of a time long past, Sebaton began to feel old. He looked up at the cavernous opening above, at the wide cleft of tunnel through which they had bored down to reach the catacombs, at the ramp down which they had ferried their equipment, and felt the desperate urge to climb. He wanted to be in the light, a keeper of shadows and lies, no more. He resisted, his pragmatism far outweighing his whimsy, and asked, "How much further, Varte?" The ex-Lucifer Black glanced up from the dig site, where a pair of servitors were chewing up rock with their manifold tools, a tech adept looking on. "We're close." He spoke through a crackly, short-gain vox link, patched from a unit in his rebreather, and received by the earbud attached to Sebaton's own mask. This far down, this much dust, both men would have choked to death by now. The rest of Varte's team wore them too. Two men, ostensibly for security, flanked the dig perimeter. Both had las carbines slung casually over their shoulders. Varte carried a fat military-grade auto-pistol in a holster on his left hip. He also had a long flensing knife strapped to his right boot. All three men wore simple desert tan fatigues, bleached almost white by the dust, and cracked leather jackets over plain grey vests. Varte also wore a grey cowl that covered his ears and came up just over his chin. Sebaton could just make out his eyes through his goggles. They were hard, for Lucifer Blacks, even those who no longer served in the army, were hard men. Sebaton knew this from experience. He was similarly attired, but wore a long damson-red duster coat with black tanker boots that went halfway up his shins. Sebaton's fatigues were deep tan, pleated at the edges like an equestrian's. He only carried one visible weapon, a snub-nosed flechette pistol that fired tiny razor-edged discs and sat snugly in a shoulder holster concealed by his coat. Glancing again at the opening that led out of the catacombs, Sebaton beckoned Varte over. His tone was insistent. "How long, Varte?"
"You expecting trouble?"
Varte jerked his chin at the opening. Falling rain sparkled in the light.
"Nothing is coming after us, is it? I can only protect you if you tell me what it is you need protection from."
Sebaton met the ex-Lucifer's gaze and smiled warmly.
"Anything I'm hiding is for your benefit, believe me, Varte."
Varte frowned.
"Something amiss with that?" asked Sebaton.
"Not at all. But ever since we met, I've been wondering something about you. When I was in the army, I travelled," he said. Met a lot of men from a lot of different regiments, a lot of different places. Until I made your acquaintance, I thought my knowledge of accents was fairly broad, but I can't place yours. It's unique, and yet also familiar. Not really one accent, but several. Therefore, I'm wondering, where is it from?
Sebaton's smile faded. A bit of here, a bit of there. Does it matter? You're being well paid for your services, and I thought Lucifer Blacks were meant to obey and not ask questions. Now it was Vartez's turn to smile.
I did. That's why I'm in this shithole with you.
Varter let it go.
Fair enough. We all have our secrets, I suppose. Yours, I suspect, are many.
It's because you're a shrewd man that I hired you, Varte.
Sebaton looked back up at the opening. Varte took a step towards him and whispered,
"What's coming, Sebaton? What is this all about?"
Sebaton was staring. "What it's always been about, Varte. Weapons."
He twisted the small, ornate ring he wore on one finger before returning his gaze to the ex-Lucifer.
"Keep digging."